It's Friday, 29th of July. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. And here's your sports. One thing about the start of any football season is that there is a lot of focus on the very first opponent, and that's former Southwest Conference mate SMU for the Aggies. Aggie quarterback Ryan Tannehill doesn't quite recall those days, but he does know what he wants his offense to accomplish in the first game.
As an offense, I think we just need to put points on the board. We try to be balanced in what we do. We want to start the game establishing the run and let that open up the pass for us. So I think that's the biggest key for us, is to establish the run each game, starting with SMU. And to do that, we're going to have a long camp that we're going to have to get better at. Our offensive line really going to have to come together and be able to run block well. We know Cyrus and Christian are going to work hard and move the ball when they get it. So it's just a matter of getting better and refining the technique that they know, and listening to coaching and just working hard each day. It's really easy to get complacent and think, we were this last year, we're going to be even better this year. Well, it's not a given. You have to go out and work each day and really seize the day.
Now, the Aggies go into this season the same way they went into last season, with one guy as the starting quarterback. A year ago, that was Gerard Johnson, who at the time was tabbed the preseason offensive player of the year in the Big 12. But Johnson struggled. Ryan Tannehill replaced him during the Iowa State game and started the rest of the year. So Tannehill knows that supporting his backup is important.
Yeah, I try to help those guys out as much as I can. I want to see, once I'm done here, I want those guys to push me while I'm here, and once I'm done here, I want to see A&M do well. So I'm trying to help those guys out as much as I can. We don't really know who's the backup right now, so I'm trying to feed into both of them. Help them push each other and really try to get better and just better understand the offense. And I think it'll really, really pay off down the road.
Right now, there are four other quarterbacks listed on the A&M roster: redshirt freshman Matt Jokel and Jameel Showers, true freshman Johnny Manziel, who was an early enrollee, and sophomore Patrick O'Quinn from A&M Consolidated. Aggies and SMU kick at 6:30 on Sunday, the 4th of September. The Aggie basketball team started practice yesterday for their four-game, 10-day European tour that'll start in August. It was the first time that new coach Billy Kennedy got to conduct a practice with his team since being hired last May. That's a big advantage. Gabe Bach visited with Coach Kennedy.
It's good from a relationship standpoint. I'm getting to know these guys. I'm getting to know how we want to play. It's real beneficial going into the fall. It's a little hectic right now with recruiting and other things going on, but it's been good to get to know these players.
How would you kind of just rate your first practice with them? I know you were kind of running the show yourself because your assistants were out.
Yeah, it was really good because the energy was good, the attitude's good. We got a good group of kids. They want to win, they want to learn, and really like the attitude of our team, especially the first day.
Aggie Dash Harris agrees that getting this early start is a big advantage.
It's great, to get started this early, and for our team to be together this early. I think we have an advantage on the rest of the country, and we're really looking forward to this trip and the new coaching staff and the new style of play. So we're all excited.
One practice down, how did you enjoy it? I know as a point guard, you like to run, and he likes to run.
Yeah, I loved it. I went back and I talked to BJ Holmes actually yesterday, and I just told him it was the type of practice that he probably would have liked, just because we like to be active as guards. We like to just get up and down the floor. And even within the drills, coach has us, changing ends and doing things where we stay active and working on our conditioning. So like I said, I'm excited. It's my type of basketball, up-tempo style, and we can already tell after the first practice that's going to be our motto and our style of play.
They get 10 practices before they leave on the tour that starts August the 8th and goes through the 17th, touring France and Switzerland. It may be a stretch to call them the struggling Texas Rangers, but they had lost 5 out of 8 since their 12-game winning streak ended. But last night, they ended their 4-game series with the Minnesota Twins on a high note with a 4-1 win at Arlington. The Angels beat Detroit 12-7, so Texas keeps its 2-game lead in the American League West as they head on the road to Toronto for the weekend. The Houston Astros got a second straight win over the Cardinals 5-3, but that just means that they've now won half as many games as they've lost. They're 35-70. Houston is at Milwaukee this weekend. The Brazos Valley Bombers could not get the sweep at East Texas, lost to the Pumpjacks 7-3 at Driller Park in Kilgore last night. The Bombers got just 3 hits. The Bombers are in Victoria for games tonight and tomorrow night. Lots of movement in the NFL. The Philadelphia Eagles have agreed to a deal to send quarterback Kevin Cobb to Arizona. The Eagles get cornerback Dominique Rogers-Cromartie and a second-round draft pick from the Cardinals. protocol began last season as the heir apparent to Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia, but he went down with a concussion in the opener and lost his job to Michael Vick. A person familiar with the deal tells the AP that Albert Haynesworth's tumultuous stay in Washington is over. 2 years after signing the two-time All-Pro defensive lineman to a 7-year, $100 million free agent deal, the Redskins are trading Haynesworth to the New England Patriots. The Skins get a 2013 fifth-round draft pick from the Patriots in return. Also, New Orleans is shipping Reggie Bush to Miami. That deal was consummated after the Dolphins renegotiated Bush's contract. It's a two-year deal for $10 million. Bush was due about $11.8 million in what would have been the final season of a six-year rookie contract. Also, the Houston Texans have agreed to terms with cornerback Jonathan Joseph, according to a person with knowledge of the deal. And the Tennessee Titans have released Vince Young, finally cutting ties with the quarterback that they made the number 3 pick overall in the 2006 draft after he had led the Texas Longhorns to the national championship. Oklahoma has asked the NCAA to place its men's basketball program on 2 more years of probation and to vacate all wins from the 2009-2010 season for 2 major rules violations by former assistant coach Aronde Talafiero. The Sooners also proposed taking away 1 scholarship, 2 official visits, and 10 in-person recruiting days during the upcoming academic year as penalties for the violations committed while the program was already on probation. Talafiero resigned last year after the investigation started. Summer tennis at the Mitchell Courts as the ITA circuit comes through College Station this weekend, starting today at 2. 3 Aggies, Colin Hoover, Jordan Szabo, and Daniel Brown are competing. And with little warning, Tiger Woods announced on his website that he's returning to the PGA Tour after 11 weeks out with a leg and Achilles injury. Woods announced that he'll tee it up at the Bridgestone Invitational at Firestone National in Akron next week. That's a look at sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Have a great weekend.